International law enforcement agencies are working with a number of security vendors to track down cybercriminals. Group IB is one of those firms, and it's worked with law enforcement in different countries, including the U.S., to facilitate cyber intelligence sharing, is helping to bring actors behind today's cyber attacks to justice. Hi, I'm Tracy Kitten with Information Security Media Group, and I'm here today with Andrei Komarov, Chief Technical Officer of Group IB, which is based in Moscow. Andrei, Group IB is in a somewhat unique position because of the access that it has to underground forums in Russia. What can you tell us about this unique perspective that your organization has because of your presence in Russia?
Group IB, it was founded in 2003 as quite a small company, but right now we are over 90 persons and we have branches in New York and Singapore. In 2008, we have founded OnCert, and we do lots of stuff together with other certs all over the world and share cyber intelligence information on different threats, botnets activities, and malware, and fraud, of course. We have special analytics group who is responsible for monitoring different underground communities and forums. They do profilings on cyber criminals because our key target is to get full understanding about the profile of cyber criminal, including his physical location. This information we share with law enforcement of different countries, which helps them to reduce the fraud and also to stop some international organized crime groups. We have some good understanding about all cybercrime with Russian-speaking roots, because it's very important to understand that right now cybercriminality is located in other countries, such as former USSR countries. It's not only Russia. And the great problem for us is to find them in foreign countries because most of them are moving to EU, to Asian countries, so-called risky zones, where lots of providers, ISPs, they ignore abuses or law enforcement requests, which is really difficult for investigations.
Group IB's mission is to track down the actors behind these cyber attacks as well as some of the emerging malware that the industry is facing. What kind of work is Group IB doing to profile cyber criminals?
First of all, we monitor them for quite a long time, gathering their contacts in different underground forums, Jarber service or other instant messages, including private. For example, for last year, we have found some own-developed systems which are used by cyber criminals to share messages with each other, especially during communications with money moves or other fraudsters in other countries, and they try to make such conversations very secure. We also monitor their physical locations. That's why sometimes we get some support from law enforcement or private investigators to make physical surveillance. Our analytics usually receive some sensitive information about their real meetings in real world, and of course it's very important to track their locations, their places of interest, and so on. And sometimes it takes near 2 or 3 years to get full understanding about not just one member of the cyber criminal gang, but the whole group. For example, last year we have assisted Ukrainian law enforcement to arrest 8 members of Kharbab group. But it's really a transnational group, as they hire for malware coding, malware development, people from China, for example. The bootkit model for Kharbab was developed by Chinese hackers. It's a true and confirmed fact. It's really important to monitor the whole group, not just several personalities. One of the key interests for us is the monitoring of the owners of underground communities and the authors of modern banking malware, because it helps us to track their customers, so-called underground customers of these products, and to make efficient cybercrime investigations, because we share lots of e-crime intelligence information with financial institutions and law enforcement, and it's impossible to do it efficiently without this data. I can say that we know confirmed information about authors of all modern banking Trojans with Russian roots, like Zeus, SpyEye, Citadel, Kharbab, Andromeda, many others.
So what exactly is your company doing, Andre, to detect fraud?
The most unique technology we use is botnet tracking. We have a special engine called BotTrack, which helps us to monitor botnets in different autonomous networks without physical installation. We do it absolutely remotely, and we extract the data about compromised clients from the botnets and share it with the banks, e-commerce, or other companies, providing them compromised data such as credentials, compromised online banking accounts, credit cards, intercepted forms by Trojan, and many other things for reducing potential breaches or fraud. Currently, we had some successful cases with Microsoft Digital Crime Unit, Spam House, and search of some other countries such as Poland, joined takedowns of several big botnets such as Virut and Groom together. And right now we provide this software as a service to the banks and to financial industry.
So was Group IB involved with Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit's takedown of the Citadel botnet?
Yes, we have assisted Microsoft Digital Crime Center to help them for sinkholing and takedowns on command and control centers located in Russia on .ru and .su domains, because we control these domain zones by official agreement with the Ministry of Telecommunications and National Coordination Center. That's why we can get any personal details of any owner of the domain, or to block it and redelegate if it's fraudulent or malicious. And I can say that according to our statistics, the biggest part of Citadel command and control centers were located on these zones. Citadel has a Russian-speaking author, and currently we are working on investigation on his physical location to help Microsoft and law enforcement to arrest him.
Now, has Group IB been doing any back-end work to help track the growth and activity of BroBot, which is the botnet that's being used to wage DDoS attacks against U.S. banks?
Yes, we had some information on that, and several of our U.S. and U.K. partners, by the way, asked us for help because this malware has Russian roots. Several of command and control centers were placed in Russia, but on hacked resources. We were investigated ProBot for near 2 months, but we received quite nice results and established several authors responsible for its development located in Ukraine. And also we have received the full list of targets with timing.
Andre, we have noted that there's been a significant break in the distributed denial of service attacks that have been hitting U.S. financial institutions since mid-September. Do you think that perhaps the break that we've seen has in some way been related to the fact that some of these command and control centers have been taken down?
Possibly, but I would like to mention that right after this investigation, we have blocked several so-called bulletproof hosting operators located in Romania and some Asian countries with help of police departments of some countries. I can say that probably it is because of it. It's very important to locate command and control centers on such platforms. Two of the persons we have found were arrested, but for some other crimes, including money laundering and online banking theft, probably other members of the group were worried and they stopped their cybercrime activities for some times. But it can be other reasons too.
Now, let's go back to talk somewhat about other organizations that you work with. Group IB is also working with the Financial Services Information Sharing and Analysis Center, as well as international law enforcement agencies such as Interpol. What can you tell us about the work that you're doing there?
Currently, we share different cyber intelligence information, including profilings on cyber criminals, and also information about money moves. It's quite our analytics and search. We monitor money moves in different countries, including U.S., by monitoring underground and special underground services which provide money moves to the hackers. We collect the lists of them and then share with the banks and law enforcement to stop them in the bank or to investigate in details. With Interpol, it's one of our new partners, it's Digital Crime Center. We will join it in 2014 when the center will be built and ready, and we plan to relocate there some of our employees to provide them expert help in digital forensics and cybercrimes investigations, including botnets intelligence support.
The Digital Crime Center, which is actually opening in Singapore in 2014. Can you tell us, Andre, what's the overall purpose of this center?
I was very surprised previously when we received the information about the center. We were really waiting it for quite a long time because I can see that there are no efficient unions, especially international, which are really efficient and have practical approach for sharing cyber intelligence information. Interpol is a digital crime center. It's official law enforcement structure. Their key aim and role of this center is to gather different police experts and police officers responsible for cybercrime investigations to receive intelligence from different sources and to share it with national bureaus of countries which are official members of Interpol. It's very pleasant and interesting that this center is quite open for expert community, and some of our close partners are also involved. And of course, we are happy to assist and we'll do our best for them to reduce fraud worldwide and to make cybercrime investigations finalized.
Now, beyond the work that you're doing with law enforcement, as you mentioned earlier, you're also working with leading banking institutions, including Bank of America Chase and Commonwealth Bank in Australia, just to name a few, as well as groups such as the FSISAC. What kind of cyber intelligence are you sharing with these institutions that you work with?
We can divide it into several categories. One is the most huge is compromised data. It's online banking accounts of the customers of these banks, including compromised credit cards. The second is money moves intelligence information. It's the lists of so-called active money moves. And the third category is just information about different threats, including brand abusing or phishing. Our cert helps to monitor phishing as well. It's very important to have own cyber intelligence resources or solutions. Modern antiviruses or any security hardware such as hardware firewalls or intrusion detection systems, they are helpful, but they can't reduce fraud because a very easy example is when there are lots of customers have antivirus systems, but near 30% of them are infected by new banking trojans or different private malware, which is not in public. That's why the banks need someone who can assist them and to help them to stop fraud proactively.
Now, you recently identified some unique banking trojans that were targeting banks as well as mobile devices. Andre, what can you tell us about these emerging malware attacks and what made them unique as well as the organizations that they were hitting?
We have founded several private malware, including new banking trojans for mobile platforms, especially for Android. Several weeks ago, we have found a new sample for targeted on Australian and Canadian banks. Previously, we have seen the same on U.S. banks. Previously, hackers infected with malware banking customers, their standard computers, and then they asked the customer to install something additional through web inject, such as mobile banking application as a client, right? And they upload their malicious application, which helped them to monitor customer, its physical location, its history of the calls, messages, and also to block the calls from bank if the bank, its fraud management department, will find something suspicious, and also to intercept messages containing one-time passwords. They intercept them and hide from the end customer, then use it for making transfer and do this transfer absolutely in silence. That's why the customer can't react on such threats. Point of sales malware is also an emerging threat because we have founded near 30 command and control centers of such malware as Black POS, Alina. It seems to be that some Ukrainian authors are responsible for it. We also monitor new exploits kits, which helps hackers to spread malware through vulnerabilities in internet browsers.
And then, Andre, before we close, What can you tell us about the greatest cyber threats that Group IB has identified over the last 6 months, and what industries would you say are most at risk?
First of all, is Grum botnet, because right after its takedown, according to statistics of us and Spamhaus, their total volume, their percentage of their world spam was reduced on 20%. Of course, it was targeted not on specific customers, but lots of users worldwide were infected, and their machines were used for spam and DDoS on banks as well. The second is new point of sales malware such as Black POS. We have very deep investigations on it together with Visa, because some of Visa merchants were hacked, and because of poor security, someone placed this malware there. And we do this job together with United States Secret Service and FBI, and also we share this information with Interpol Digital Crime Center. For the nearest cases, I can't say you the exact facts because some of them are confidential, but I can say that in some next month we plan very serious arrest of very big group. Possibly some Citadel authors will be also there.
Andre, I'd like to thank you again for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've just heard from Andre Komarov of Group IB. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tracy Kitten.